Welcome, everybody, to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next half hour here on theCUBE, 88.9 FM. Today, I will have an interview with Avery Perkins. Avery is the president of the Richmond Fair coming up on September 6th, 7th, and 8th. I will also have some community event announcements, some health news, and some music. We will start the show with a song by Tim McGraw, I Like It, I Love It. Stay tuned, we will hear the interview with Avery Perkins right after the song.
My shoulder, but I want her that teddy bear. She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear. I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year. I'm gonna get fired if I don't get some sleep. My long lost buddies say I'm getting in too deep, but I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. I try so hard, I can't ride. Tried to teach me courtesy, but it never sank in till that girl got a hold of me. Now I'm holding umbrellas and opening up doors. I'm taking out the trash and I'm sweeping my floor. I'm crossing my fingers and counting every kiss, praying that it keeps going.
CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we welcome Mr. Avery Perkins to the Townships at 12. So welcome, Mr. Perkins. He's the president of the Richmond Fair, so very exciting fair time.
That's me.
How long have you been involved with the Richmond Fair, Mr. Perkins?
Oh, I think about 13 or 14 years from now.
Oh, okay. That's quite a long time.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's been a while.
How long has the fair been going on? When did it start exactly?
1856, right?
Okay, 1856.
Yeah.
My goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
That's quite a long time. And what is new this year? What can we expect new at the fair this year, the Richmond Fair?
Well, this year new, we have a singer on the track this year. We rented a stage, mm-hmm. and we're going to have a singer. We've got two country singers on the in front of the grandstands this year for Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday is going to be roughly the same as other years with the big truck poles and the tractor poles, modified tractors. Sunday will be the farm tractor poles.
Okay, so lots of tractor poles. That's quite popular, I guess, then?
Yeah.
Okay. What can we expect? What's old and what are people used to at the fair? What are some other things?
Well, mostly all our judging of animals, and we have beef, dairy, we have sheep, and new this year we have goats coming this year.
Okay, that's new. Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's new. We still have rabbits. No chickens again this year because we're not allowed.
Okay, and why is that?
Well, because of that grippe aviaire there.
Oh, the avian flu?
Yeah, and they won't let the government won't let us have chickens on a fair.
Okay.
All fairs don't have chickens this year.
Okay, I think I remember something about that last year, too.
Yeah, last year we didn't have none either.
No. Okay. Now, when is the fair on? What are the dates?
6, 7, 8.
Okay. Of September?
Of September.
Okay.
Yeah. And this year, like, we've been doing this this is the third year we've been doing it. We raffled a brand new car.
Oh, wow. A new car.
Yeah. We've got a 2025 Corolla, Toyota Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
And we sell tickets for $20 a piece.
Okay.
And this is the third year we've been doing this.
Okay. Well, somebody's going to be a lucky winner. When is the draw?
The draw will be Sunday at 3 o'clock, the 8th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. Well, that's exciting to know. So that's the third year. So I imagine you sell a lot of raffle tickets for that.
It's work.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be on the ball all the time. But first year we made real good on it. The second last year, not quite. We paid for the car, but we had a bad Sunday last year, so it was kind of the weather that took that off.
Right. Okay. Well, let's hope the weather is a bit better this year.
Yeah, we hope.
And that must be one of the later fairs if it's in September.
Yeah, I believe there's only one more after that, eh?
Okay.
Yeah. In the regional, around here, yeah, we're the last one.
Okay. Do you have, have a main building where people bring their vegetables and flowers and
crops?
Oh,
yeah. We have we call the ladies' building. Mm-hmm. We have the vegetables, and we have different kind of kiosks in there. We have a lot of kiosks outside.
Mm-hmm.
We have an antique tractor or machinery display.
Okay.
So
lots going on. What about the Midway? Yeah.
The Midway, we have the same guy as last year, Fun Show. Last year, we had, I think, 12 rides, and this year is going to be the same thing.
Okay. Now, for the rides, the cost of the fair?
You pay only once. Coming to the fair, to Richmond Fair, you pay to come in, and that's it.
Okay, so the rides.
Nothing else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even our music Friday night there, you get on the grounds and everything's free after that.
Okay, that's good to know.
Sunday, the kids under 12 come in free this year.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so that's nice for families.
Yeah, and we have the Engine Warrior guy coming again this year in the arena for the kids. That was a big thing last year when we had rain Sunday and that was full. We had a lot of people, kids playing with that Sunday.
Okay, could you explain what that is a bit?
But that's why this year we said we'll have the guy come Sunday, and we'll, the 12 and under don't pay. So that's good for the family come, and it won't cost too much.
That's good. Now, do you have a special price for senior citizens too?
I don't believe so. No, we have online sales this year. If you buy early, you save.
Okay.
I haven't got the exact price on it, but you save. Go online and you'll find the price on it.
Okay. So someone should just type in the Richmond Fair in Quebec, or what is the...
Yeah, be sure it's Richmond, Quebec, eh?
That's
Richmond,
right.
Ontario, there is one, eh?
There is, yeah. I know. I think I got caught with that once.
Yeah, well, other people have got caught too.
Okay, so lots of organizing for the fair. How many people do you have in the organizing committee?
Just in the directors, I think we're 13.
Okay.
But we have a couple hundred people that pitch in all over the whole, like, fair time and before fair time. We're up there working today. From now on, it's about a full-time job from now till the fair.
Okay. And once the fair finishes, when do you start again planning for the next year?
Oh, right off the bat, right off when in December, after December, when we have our elections, because every 2 years we have half come in for these elections, mm-hmm. and new directors, but that don't happen very often. We have that many new ones. So,
okay, are you still looking for volunteers for the days of the fair?
All the time. The time.
Okay. And if somebody wants to volunteer, how can they get in touch with somebody?
Oh, just get on to phone us at 819-578-9288. Mm-hmm. That's our secretary, and she'll dispatch it out to what we need.
Okay. That sounds good. Now, if somebody wants to bring their flowers or vegetables or their crafts, is it too late?
No, you go on Assist Expo. Mm-hmm. And you can register on that.
Okay, is there a cost for that?
There might be a little cost for it, but you get it back at the end.
Okay, that sounds good.
It's like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are some other things on the grandstand? Do you have activities going on during the 3 days, all day long?
Well, we have the music. Like, the music will be Friday night. Mm-hmm. Saturday during the day, we have small pickup trucks. And then we have the right up to the semis at night with the modified tractors. And Sunday, it's just the farm tractors.
Okay. What do you enjoy most about the fair?
Oh, maybe the work.
You enjoy the work? Okay. Well, that's good.
Oh, well. You just keep rolling.
About how costly is it to run a fair?
Well, just to start up the fair, it's probably a little over 200,000.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. With the midway is 70,000. The truck pulls are 60,000. That's the way it goes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's very expensive. About how many people come to the fair? Do you have any statistics from last year?
We had about 17,005 last year, roughly.
Okay, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a real good turnout Friday night, a real good Saturday, but Sunday it rained, so we can't do nothing about that.
That's true. There are a lot of people who won't come in the rain, okay?
Yeah, well, that's it.
What about the food at the fair? Are there lots of kiosks with different
foods? Yeah, we have a lot. We have, this year we put two more extra canteens on the grounds. Mm-hmm. This year we've got a... We're working on a new plan and a new parking space, mm-hmm. with one of the other neighbors. So we're going to work on parking. I know we had a little problem last year, people getting out, but we're going to work on that too. So yeah, everything rolls good.
That's good. The parking is included, I guess, too, in the price of the fair.
Yeah, yeah. You get on the ground and that's it.
Okay. Have we missed anything? Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Mr. Perkins?
That's about it, I guess.
Okay, so if somebody's interested, they can just go to the website. Are you on Facebook, too?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, we're on Facebook.
Good. Okay, well, Mr. Avery Perkins, president of the Richmond Fair, and we wish you all the luck for the fair on the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Thanks very much for the interview.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Working like a dog, slaving on the fence line, stretching those wires tight. Digging and tamping and sweating in the sunshine, but I get off tonight. I got a date with a girl, a pretty rancher's daughter, green eyes and golden hair. Gonna pick her up at 8 after some soap and water, and we're heading to the county fair. Well, there's a full moon in the western sky, and there's magic in the air. Ain't nothing I know of can make you fall in love like a night at the county fair. Well, we walk through the midway, the lights and the laughter. She puts her little hand in mine. Well, she don't act like she knows what I'm after, but tonight I'm gonna make her mine. You know the tunnel of love, well, it ain't my style, so I take her on the Ferris wheel. way up in the sky with the stars in her eyes. I'm gonna tell her just how I feel. Well, there's a full moon in the western sky, and there's magic in the air. Ain't nothing I know of can make you fall in love like a night at the county fair. Monday morning I'll be back on the fence line, but it'll be alright, cause that pretty little girl says she's gonna be all mine to see her next Friday night. Well, there's a full moon in the western sky, and there's magic in the air. Ain't nothing I know of can make you fall in love like a night at the county fair. Ain't nothing I know of can make you fall in love like a night at the county fair.
You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on the Cube 88.9 FM, and I'm your host, Maureen. We just heard a song from Chris Ledeau, and the song is called County Fair. Next up, we have some community announcements here on the Townships at 12. September 6th and 7th, mark your calendar, Lenoxville Quilters Annual Quilt Show. Friday, September 6th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, September 7th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Grace Village, 1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke. Many quilts on display and for sale, demonstrations, a boutique, bistro, vendors, gourmet basket draw, and more. So that sounds very interesting and a lot of fun too. And don't forget, if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to announce it for free and perhaps even do an interview. You can email me. I have two emails, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca, and we'll get it on for you. Also coming up, it's a rummage sale. That's Friday, September 20th, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to noon. And this is sponsored by the Lenoxville UCW. It's their fall rummage sale. Now, they are accepting donations most mornings until Wednesday, September 16th, so you can get a jump on your fall closet cleaning there. Okay, now you can bring your donations from 9 a.m. to noon, Tuesday to Fridays. Donations will not be accepted during the rummage sale, so please keep that in mind. And you can leave your donations in the men's cloakroom at the foot of the stairs. If the door is locked, please ring the bell. For assistance, you can call the church office at 819-565-8449. That's 819-565-8449. And please note that they do not accept any furniture, baby cribs, car seats, high chairs, etc. And this is sponsored by the Unit 6 of the UCW. So that all happens at the Lenoxville United Church, the Scott Hall, 6 Church Street in Lenoxville. So mark those dates down. And that's it for our community events today here on the Townships at 12.
It was August long, and we made plans to spend it on the water. Our friends were up at the lake, and the sun kept getting hotter. They were pitching tents and cooling off, grabbing ice from the barber. We were getting ready to celebrate the best days of summer at the block party. We got that fire going at the block party. Get the flowing at the block party. It didn't take us long to keep that band rocking until the break of dawn at the block party. it won't take long to find us.
B-Y-O,
B and C to get you through the night. We'll be singing all our favorite songs like Dust on the Bottle. So spread the word to all your friends. They're all invited to the block party. We got that fire going at the block party. Sangria kept the flowing at the block party. It didn't take us long to keep that band rocking until the break of dawn at the block party.
That was Matt Zimmerman, and the song is called Block Party. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. As students head off to college, close quarters in new spaces could put them at risk for contagious illnesses, including bacterial meningitis. Dr. Tina Arden, a Mayo Clinic family medicine physician, explains the common ways meningitis spreads and the best way to prevent an infection. Meningitis is a condition that inflames the membranes around the brain and spinal cord. While there are several forms of meningitis, an infection caused by bacteria is considered the most severe form and may lead to seizures, vision loss, or death if not treated quickly. Meningitis often presents with symptoms such as fever, a stiff neck, headache, maybe even mental status changes, and sometimes even a very distinct rash on the skin, says Dr. Arden. Bacterial meningitis, also known as meningitis B, can spread by sneezing or kissing and sharing straws or drinks, among other ways. Dr. Arden says college students are at a group at a higher risk for contracting meningitis due to their living conditions. They're in a dormitory, in residence halls, spending a lot of time together in close quarters, says Dr. Arden. Preventing meningitis starts with two rounds of booster shots, one around 11 or 12 years old and another at 16. At college age, we have the opportunity to potentially boost the dose if it's been some time and also offer another vaccine that protects against meningitis B, says Dr. Arden. And that's our health news today from the Mayo Clinic here on the Townships at 12.
But my boots don't. Some hearts get bitter, some go numb, some go to bed and they wake up drunk. Some get lonely and call their exes up. Some hearts get even, some turn cold, some hold on and they never let go. Some skip town like a traveling rodeo. But that ain't me, I don't do pity parties. everything's alright. My heart knows that you're gone, baby. But my boots don't. Working all week till I get to see them. My friends reeling for the floor for sure. Ready, steady, kicking down the door. Heel toe, heel toe. Yeah, my hot boots, ain't that what you're made for? My heart knows that you're gone, baby. But my boots don't know. I know that you done me wrong, baby. Ditch the blues in my blue suede. Till I ain't thinking about you, baby. Oh, my heart knows that you're gone, babe.
My heart knows,
but my boots don't. I know that you've done me wrong, babe.
And that song was by Shania and Brilund, and the song is called Boots Don't. I'd like to thank my guest today, Avery Perkins, president of the Richmond Fair, which is happening in Richmond on September 6th, 7th, and 8th. We will close today's show with a song by Lainey Gardner, Chasing the Wind. Thanks everyone for listening, and have a great long weekend coming up.